an enigma, an irritant, and a subtle bombshell. And obviously, based on that ramped-up dream, she was also the current focus of his fantasies. He cleared his throat. "Up here, Alice." Her curious gaze rose to his face. "Thank you. Now, if you don't mind, you could turn around a moment. My modesty is beyond compromised, so it doesn't really matter to me, but with your face already going pink, I'm not sure." "Of course." Turning, she gave him her back, posture stiff, air uncertain. That lovely fawn-colored hair fell just beyond her shoulders. "Sorry about that." She strode fast and unsteady to the patio doors that led to her small deck. She'd left the door open, allowing in a muggy late August breeze that teased her beautiful hair. Given the heat of his interest, air conditioning would have been nice, but since this was Alice's apartment and she'd been generous enough to let him crash on her couch, he wouldn't complain. Much. "What time is it anyway?" Sitting up, Reese reached for the sheet, but Cash sat on it. The dog watched Reese, his furry ears perked up, his expression hopeful. Reese grinned. After tugging out the sheet and covering himself, he patted the couch beside his thigh. "Come here, boy." The dog bounded up with over-the-moon enthusiasm. Because of the undercover sting they'd just wrapped up, he'd spent as much time away from Cash as with him. And still, he and the dog had bonded. "It's a little after 1 o'clock." And she hadn't awakened him? How long had she been sneaking around the apartment? How long had he lain there without even a sheet? He was generally a light sleeper, so either he'd been really out of it, or she was stealthy. That thought bothered him and meshed with other concerns he had about Alice. Her keen observance of everything around her, combined with her cautious air, planted awful background possibilities into his head. Then there was the way she'd come onto the scene yesterday, a big loaded gun in her hand. "Cash hasn't been out for a few hours. I was trying to lead him through without waking you, but he saw you there on the couch, and then you made a sound." A sound, huh? Given the erotic dream, he could just imagine. "Cash sidetracked to you, and I thought he was you." When her shoulders stiffened more, Reese felt devilish enough to say, "And I was having this rather sexual dream." Wide-eyed, with something akin to astonishment, she faced him, stole a peek at his lap, and when she saw he'd bunched the sheet there, she met his gaze. "What do you mean?" "You and me." He gestured between them, and damn, but the dream felt real. Reese scratched under Cash's furry chin. "You were near me, breathing on me." Indignation brought her brows together. "Breathing on you?" Wondering when she'd catch on, he gave a sage, serious nod. "You nuzzled my ear, and I felt your hot tongue." Backing up fast, she bumped into the screen on the patio door and almost fell through it. After an accusatory scowl at Reese for making her stumble, she checked the screen, saw that it remained in the track, and cleared her throat. "I would never..." She searched for a word and came up empty. "Lick me?" To his surprise, she kept quiet, but her mouth and her expression softened. "No? What a shame." He gave the dog a few pats, which encouraged him to shower Reese with more affection. But apparently Cash would. Realization dawned. "Oh." A smile twitched. "You felt Cash trying to wake you, and you thought..." "Yeah. Hell of a way to start my day. I mean, I'm fond of him, but..." Reese looked her over. "Not that fond."
"He's adorable."
"Sure he is." Reese had only recently gotten a dog, and while he'd never considered himself a pet lover, he and Cash were getting acclimated. With Alice's help.